God's Meditation Food Series. Remember to every day confess aloud the promises of God's Word, and you will strengthen your spirit man. This will lead you to a more powerful and victorious Christian life and ministry. Chapter 7, Meditations on Prosperity. Please repeat these scriptures after me. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 and 4. God blesses me and makes His name great through me. I am a blessing to others. I am a child of Abraham, and the blessings of Abraham are upon me. Genesis chapter 14, verse 19. I am blessed of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. God is my shield and my exceedingly great reward. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and 3. The Lord is with me, and He makes me successful. The Lord makes all I do to prosper. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. God's word does not depart out of my mouth, but I meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and I will have good success. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. My delight is in the law of the Lord, and His law do I meditate day and night. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Whatever I do shall prosper. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Psalm 34, verse 9 and 10. I fear the Lord, and I have no want. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but I seek the Lord and shall not lack any good thing. Psalm 35, verse 27. I am the Lord's servant, and He has pleasure in my prosperity. Psalm 37, verse 4. I delight myself in the Lord, and He gives me the desires of my heart. Psalm 118, verse 24 and 25. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord saves me and sends me prosperity. Psalm 112, verse 1 and verse 3. I fear the Lord and delight greatly in His commandments. Therefore, wealth and riches are in my house. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. I honor the Lord with my possessions, and with the first fruits of all my increase. And my barns are filled with plenty. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, 18 and 21. I love the wisdom of God, and I have riches and honor, enduring riches and righteousness. I inherit wealth, and all my treasuries are filled. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. The Lord does not allow my soul to famish. I am diligent, and He makes me rich. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23 and 24. In all labor there is profit. I am wise in the Lord, and He crowns me with riches. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. By humility and fear of the Lord, I receive riches, honor, and life. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. I am willing and obedient, and I eat the good of the land. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. I bring all the tithes into God's storehouse, so that there is food in God's house. I prove the Lord, and He opens for me the windows of heaven and pours out for me such a blessing that there is not enough room to receive it, but it overflows through me to others. And God rebukes the devourer for my sake. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are added to me. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. I give, and it will be given back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will it be put into my bosom. For with the same measure that I use, it will be measured back to me. Mark chapter 10, verse 30. I surrender everything to Jesus. And for the gospel, and I receive 100-fold. Now in this time, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Jesus, for my sake, became poor, that I, through his poverty, might become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. I sow bountifully, and I reap bountifully. I give cheerfully, and not grudgingly, or of necessity. And God loves me, and makes all grace abound toward me, that I, always having all sufficiency in all things, have abundance for every good work. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, and Deuteronomy chapter 28. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of poverty. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, 16, and 18 and 19. I share in the ministry of giving, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 3 John chapter 2. It is the will of God that I prosper in all things and be in health, just as my soul prosper.